Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jamie Vaughn with Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. On today's episode of the podcast, I have Mary Alford here to talk to us today about her latest book, Among the Innocent. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, tell me about your latest book, Among the Innocent.
Okay. Well, it's brand new this month to Revell, and I'm very excited to be part of the Revell family. Among the Innocent is an Amish, kind of an Amish suspense. Mm-hmm. It features a woman by the name of Leah Miller, whose family, who was once an Amish young woman until 10 years ago when her entire family was murdered. And now Leah is, she's left the faith. She was adopted by the former chief of police. Okay. And his wife. And she is now a police officer herself. She's followed in his footsteps. So the story actually begins when Leah goes out on a call about a missing woman that's in the Amish community. Mm-hmm. And she responds to the call. The search is already in progress. And they find the young woman, unfortunately, dead. But they find her in the same barn where Leah's family died 10 years earlier. And there's a note from the killer that says, "Tell Leah I'm back." So she knows immediately that this is the same man that killed her family. And the person that was believed to be responsible for the killing, a young Amish man that was visiting the community who died in a fire, they now know that he wasn't the one responsible. And the real killer's been out there somewhere just waiting for this moment.
Wow, this is a movie. Good grief. So why did you pick the Amish, why did you pick the Amish community to base the setting of this book in?
Well, there's just something about the Amish community is perceived as being very innocent and simple, and their ways are very just simple ways. And I think there was something about that, taking that innocence and throwing in a really bad killer in the midst of that, and just, it really defines the good versus evil for me, I think. And so I really love writing about Amish suspense, and I've done several, but this one was such a challenge, and I just loved writing about it because the community was really special to write about.
Yeah. Is there more that you can tell us about Leah?
Yes. Leah is, she's a strong woman, but she's also very kind of closed off because of everything that she's been through. She lost her entire family, including her brother and sister. And Leah has begun to realize that the person that is probably responsible is someone that she brought into the community and to her life. So she is bore that guilt for her whole life. She's been struggling with that for her whole life. And she's strong, she's determined, and she wants to find the killer, and she wants to figure it out once and for all so she can move forward with her life. Mm-hmm. But she's also very loving in that she has a stepmom or an adopted mom that has dementia. And we see Marge a lot in the story and what she struggles with dementia and how hard it is for her to recall things and even in the moment to recall things that are happening in the moment. And I have friends that I know have dementia, and it's really hard to watch that, and I can't imagine living with that on both sides, the person that's going through it and also the person, the caregiver. It's really hard. So we see Leah's love for her adopted mother come out in a story like that, and we also see that there's a lot of things that Marge says that turns out to be not just figments of her imagination, they're actually true. And it actually ties into Leah's case that she's working right now.
Okay. So why did you set the story in Montana?
Well, I love the mountains. Most of my books take place in the mountains. I don't know why. I think it's because when my husband and I visited the mountains for the first time, I just fell in love. Mm-hmm. So there's Amish communities that are actually in the mountains, and there are several in Montana. St. Ignatius is one of them. Mm-hmm. And there's something about that community. It's just so special because It has the community and the town itself sit on the Flathead Indian Reservation. So you've got a lot of input there from the Flathead Indian Police Department, and you've got the Department of St. Ignatius, and then you've got the Sheriff's Department also. So you've got three different police departments working that community and those crimes. So you get to see how they interact with each other in the book. And there's also the Mission Mountains that are set in the backdrop. And to me, the mountains just, they act as another person almost, or another entity in the story, because they cast their shadows depending on what time of the day. They can cause weather to come about, and they create a lot of suspense for the story as well. Plus, they offer a lot of places for the killer to hide, so there's that much more places to look for him. And it's just like they're silent witnesses to what's happening there, and I just really love that part about it.
Yeah, so tell me what you hope the reader takes away from this story. Like, when they close the book on that last page, what do you hope they take away in their heart?
Sure. Well, I hope they enjoy the story, and I hope they see that the Leah struggled to come back to God, because after what happened to her family, she got away from God, and she's working her way back slowly to God and trusting him again. And we also see Dalton Cooper, who is the new chief of police in the area, and we see how he handles the things that are going on, because Dalton is part of Leah's story that she doesn't even realize. Okay. It was actually his brother accused of killing Leah's family. So he has come back to the community to find out what really happened. Mm-hmm. So we have his story, and he lost his wife a few years back to cancer. So we see how he deals with the struggle. He has turned to God right away, and he relies on God to get him through each step of the way. So we see two different stories playing out, and they all end up being back with God. But I think it's interesting how we each go through our struggles in life, and sometimes we pull away from God, sometimes we come back, and it's just wonderful that he's always there to accept us no matter what's going on, no matter what we've done. Mm-hmm. So I hope the readers see that. And I hope we meet the story between Dalton and Leah as a love story. And I hope they enjoy that. And I hope they see that Leah gets her happy ending in the end.
Oh, good. Now, you have said that you love to leave the reader with something unexpected. Where does that come from within you?
I think that's because that's what I enjoy the most about writing, or reading, actually. I love reading a book that I don't know who the bad guy is until the end. I love just being able to pick up a book and I can't put it down. And that's what I really hope the readers get from Among the Innocent. I hope they just love the story. And when they get to the end, I hope they think, I didn't see that coming. And that was my goal all along. I wanted to surprise them at the end, because there's several twists toward the end of the story that I hope they enjoy.
Oh, fun. I can't wait to read this one. So tell me, what is on the agenda for you next?
Well, I am working on a new proposal for Revell. So that should be with my editor soon. But in the meantime, I'm working on some books for love-inspired suspense, which is also Amish suspense. So those will be coming out in the part of next year. So I'm busy.
Well, it sounds like you do have a full palette ahead of you. Now, everyone, Mary's book is available now, Among the Innocent. Try to buy local if you can, but buy wherever you get your books. And Mary, thank you so much. Today's episode was brought to you by Revell, a division of Baker. And make sure to subscribe below so you don't miss another chapter.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.